Tennessee lawmakers could debate this session whether to add a work requirement to Medicaid. It comes after the Trump administration said last month that it'd be willing to entertain work requirements that promote better health and financial independence. And Governor Bill Haslam says there might be an unexpected upside. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Kentucky has already been given permission to require people to have a job or be in training to get on Medicaid. At least 8 other states are proposing it. A measure in the Tennessee legislature would bring the idea here. It lets TennCare, as the state's Medicaid program is known, require work for able-bodied adults who don't have dependent children under 6. It'd be a major change, but Governor Haslam says the idea has some merit, and it might bring Republicans skeptical toward Medicaid around to offering the coverage for more people.
I think it actually will help people think long-term about, are we willing to, if we can find, make certain we have ways to control the cost, to think about expanding who we cover.
3 years ago, Haslam tried to expand TennCare to 250,000 adults who can't afford coverage otherwise. Haslam got the Obama administration to make some concessions, like small co-payments, but that wasn't enough to get the GOP-controlled state legislature to go along. Haslam thinks a work requirement might shift the equation. A top Democrat agrees, saying the majority of people who'd benefit from expansion work already. But that could be the proposal's undoing. Many argue there's no point in creating a costly bureaucracy to check work requirements if it's not going to cut Medicaid rolls. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.